Real World Radio. International financial organizations not promoting development. The 11-year-long project, backed by the World Bank and European Bank, which will transform the Caucasus and Turkey into an energy bridge between the Caspian and the rest of the world, is opening today, while local and international activists denouncing this controversial project. The pipeline called Baku Tbilisi-Ceyhan, or BTC, is approximately 1,800 kilometers and will ship up to 1 million barrels of Caspian oil to the Mediterranean a day. The Friends of the Earth International and the CEU Language Network released a report concerning the existing and potential environmental and social damages that can be caused by the pipeline. Real World Radio reporter Asla Pellet interviewed Hannah Ellis from Friends of the Earth England to find out more about the potential dangers.
My name is Hannah Ellis and I'm an international financial institutions campaigner for Friends of the Earth in the UK. We've been following the Baku-Ceyhan pipeline before it was agreed for several years now. And the last trip that I made was towards the end of last year, where Friends of the Earth and other groups involved in monitoring the project went to visit in Turkey, Azerbaijan and Georgia. And today we're releasing two reports from our mission to Azerbaijan and Georgia. We have several concerns about the project and how it's being conducted and the problems of the project, social and environmental, which vary from country to country and area to area along the project. In Azerbaijan, there's a lot of concern about compensation not being paid to people whose land has been taken away from them. We heard stories from villagers who said that they have not received adequate compensation. We are also concerned about the workers' rights in Azerbaijan and the working hours of these workers and the conditions that they're working under. Also recently, 5 days ago, there was many people gathered in Baku in Azerbaijan to demonstrate against the project but weren't allowed a peaceful demonstration against the project, and we're very concerned that people on the ground's concerns are not being adequately addressed because of the lack of ability to express those concerns in some areas in Azerbaijan. In Georgia, the problems are equally difficult and complicated. The pipeline in Georgia crosses Burjomi National Park, which is home to Burjomi mineral water, which represents something like 10% of Georgia's exports. The pipeline being built through the national park was extremely controversial when it was decided and signed by the Georgian government and the company responsible for the project, that's BP. And while we were in Georgia, we received documents given to us anonymously detailing concerns which the Georgian government officials had raised, not only with BP, who are responsible for the project, but also with the public institutions financing the project, that's the World Bank, the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, and other export credit agencies. Now, these concerns about the environmental safety along the project, particularly in Burjomi, were raised with the World Bank and the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. And according to this documentation, which is available online, the IFIs involved, these institutions, have done nothing to address the government's concerns on the safety of the pipeline. The pipeline crosses in Burjomi, an area prone to seismic activity, and there's some areas which are going to be very difficult for the pipeline to cross. In fact, although it's officially opening today, the project, according to my colleagues in Georgia, there's still about 5% of the project through Burjomi which hasn't finished being laid yet. In Turkey, particularly in the northeast of Turkey, there's significant human rights concerns about communities who haven't had fair compensation and the lack of ability for them to challenge those compensation requests. a colleague of ours, Fahad Kaya, who's a human rights activist and campaigner in Turkey, has been trying to assist affected communities claim compensation for their lands in northeast Turkey, and has been arrested and alleges that he was tortured in prison for trying to assist communities get their fair compensation. Now, all of these various problems, and there's many more, are talked about in our fact-finding mission reports to the region. But this is not a new thing. These kind of projects have had these kind of consequences all over the world. BP financed pipelines and other pipelines too, financed by public institutions like the World Bank. And Friends of the Earth believe that these institutions should not be financing these kind of projects, that these kind of projects are not helping promote development. They're not giving affected communities the right to decide their own development pathway, and they're not being conducted alongside sensible environmental management.
Well, yeah, and another question I have is, and the report has been already submitted to government officials, I believe. Were there any official response to your findings?
Not yet, but we're eagerly anticipating a response to.
Are there any news about possible demonstrations during the opening in the region, or it's going to be almost impossible to have a peaceful demonstration under the circumstances?
I can't really comment on that. I've heard rumours of things that I wouldn't like to say. I mean, this pipeline we've been talking about for several years. And it's very clear for the world that this is not just one pipeline, that it represents an extremely important strategic choice of export for energy for the world in the future. And it's not just about extracting oil and gas through this one pipeline from Azerbaijan, but all of the Caucasus area and the development of a new energy source for Europe and the West. So we heard the announcement from Kazakhstan today. There'll be no doubt many more announcements in the future, not necessarily about the use of BTC, but about other pipelines which are being constructed in parallel to BTC or alongside BTC, and that is of significant concern to Friends of the Earth and the groups on the ground. I met with my colleague last week from Georgia, who was telling me that there's plenty of rumours going around villages at the moment about a second BTC, which is horrifying communities, but we will wait and see.
Yeah, but that's part of the policy of the United States, to have an alternate route, taking an alternate source of oil, while they have not such established relations with the Middle East at the moment. So it's going to be very profitable for them, and I'm sure they're going to do anything in their power to maintain the pipeline. So it's unfortunate, but it's going to be a really tough fight.
Real World Radio.